Who wouldn't want our girls?
So right? Good.
Thank you, Mom.
They're all so good.
Maybe you should start a seminary in Israel.
Okay.
Let's move on.
Good.
If you fund it.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, there are a few other people. All these emails went out a little bit late, so we'll see if maybe more people will be interested. If not, that's fine as well. No, it's fine. A few people said that they wanted to come, couldn't make it today, which is, it's all fine. I wanted to give a little bit of an introduction to what I wanted to try to do. I guess it's between friends, so I'll give you a little bit from a personal perspective of what I want to see if we can maybe do together. So I grew up in a wonderful home, and you know, where Torah and Midos and Tefillah and all the good and important values were paradigm and important and modeled and everything else, and definitely put me on a certain path. In yeshiva, so I had the privilege of learning for many years. I would say at certain times, probably for well over 12 hours a day, something between 12 and 14 hours a day. It was Gan Eden. What could be better? And I would say that 99% of what was being learned was all Gemara. And when it came time, anything else sort of seemed like, a waste of time. If I can be learning and davening, and eating, what else do you really need to do? This is great.
I guess if you can say that about the food in KBY.
Exactly. When it came time to, begin dating and looking a little bit beyond, I'm not sure if it was talking with friends or on my own, I came to a certain realization that there are definitely certain parts of Judaism that aren't just sitting and learning Gemara and aren't just davening, besides values themselves. And that, I remember the Rav has a famous idea that he quotes the pasuk of Okay, I'm blanking.
Where's your phone?
Mishlei. Right. The pasuk there says, whatever the first part of the pasuk, whatever it is, I'm totally blanking. But right, it talks about Al Titosh Torah Simecha. And the role of a mother in particular, but what he described wasn't just what the job of a mother is, but what he described as something that's what he referred to as the Torah Simecha is the feeling and the spiritual and the time for Yahadus, the time for Judaism. And again, and he develops the idea that he thinks that maybe that's part of the idea of Bina Yisera, that the Gemara tells us, Chazal tells us, that women were given a Bina Yisera, Lahavin Davar Mitoch Davar, to be able to understand things in a deeper way. Part of understanding things in a deeper way is to be able to sort of zero in on the spiritual as well. And the more I thought about that, the more I realized, okay, well, I don't really have that to bring to the table, so I better find somebody who does. So Baruch Hashem, I was very successful in that department. And I'd say the two biggest influences in terms of me being able to try and develop those aspects of, again, a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that doesn't just exist when you have a Gemara in front of you or when you're sitting in shul, but that carries with you in everything that you do, are my lovely wife and this Sefer. And she came first. I found the Sefer only after we were married. I saw the Sefer lying around, and then Beis Medrash one day and picked it up and was completely blown away by it. And I'll elaborate more on that in a moment. So the idea was, that I had was, again, not something which I've never taught this Sefer. I've never really, nowadays this idea of having like a mashpia, having this, Hasidic Ben type of person is becoming more popular. It's not me. That's not who I am. But that's not what this is. Developing a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about much more than just the things that we do every day. And it's something which everybody needs to work on. So this Sefer was written anonymously. The Sefer is called Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. There's also an English version as well, probably called
building a sanctuary in the heart.
Okay, appropriately entitled. And trivia question: who knows where the this famous song of Vavi Mishkan? Where does that pasuk come from? Okay, nobody knows because it doesn't come from any sefer of Tanakh, and it does not come from a Chazal per se. It's tucked away in a book called the Sefer Charedim, not written recently when the Charedim took on a different type of meaning, but it was a general book on mitzvos, and he just tucks away this line in there about Bilvavi Mishkan Evnem. And the sefer was written anonymously, and for a very long period of time, nobody even knew who wrote it. And it had haskamas in it that sort of signed off that Rabbanim were aware of who the author was, and they agree that it's worthwhile to publish. And for a large period of time, 7-8 volumes came out, and nobody knew who the author was. At a certain point, he became discovered. He came to America. I think Rav Moshe Weinberger in Eish Kodesh and others became involved in enjoying the Sefer, and we were able to bring him in. His name is Rav Itamar Schwartz. I don't know 100% what his background is. When the first time he came in, I had the opportunity to connect with somebody in Woodmere to bring him to YU to speak. So I went with a friend to pick him up, and he's just a fascinating person. Again, the deep insight into Torah and human nature that he has were beyond what many who probably have a PhD in, or the equivalent in either, have. And I was most taken aback when I couldn't drive him back, and I mentioned to my Rebbe Rav Tursky, who I was learning with at the time, who's also, again, a brisker in every sense of the word, direct descendant of the Rav, and he said, "Oh, I'll drive him back to the five." I was like, "Excuse me?" And he goes, "Oh, absolutely. I've seen the Sefer. I want to be able to spend time talking with him." So at that point, that was the final haskama. That certainly this is something which is worth doing. And he outlines in this, and I really, in a very, very practical way, what does it mean to be an Eved Hashem? Hashem put us here. And again, in a way that doesn't, and I hope we'll go through it, in a way that doesn't necessarily change everything. We don't have to, throw everything that we know out and replace it, but enhances everything that we're doing. It gives meaning to it. I mean, if we are successful, I guarantee you will be a happier person. You will have better relationships with spouses, children, parents, whoever it is, friends, and find much, much more meaning in everything that we're and everything that we're trying to do. So yesterday, my lovely wife offered to join here. So I'm not 100% sure. It's not like we practiced how to do this. So you get
full disclosure.
So, but we hopefully going forward, maybe we'll have time to look at it together. We did look at the chapter separately. So we'll figure out how this is going to work exactly. You may get some deeper insights into how our marriage works. hopefully for the better.
We'll put an addendum to the book.
Exactly. And we'll, Be'ezras Hashem, I really think that there's a lot that can be gained from this. We'll really try each time to leave with something practical that we can work on in order to prepare us moving forward. I'll try to.
We both had that idea separately.
See, we're already on.
Which means we're on the same page.
Right, we're on the same page. I meant to photocopy it for today. I apologize. I'll try to photocopy it going forward. So again, it exists in English and in Hebrew. The English, I think, I looked at it a little bit at one point.
The Hebrew is nicer.
Yeah, the English is very, very literal, and the literal of the Hebrew isn't always the best way to do it. The Hebrew happens to be a very easy Hebrew. It's a beautiful Hebrew. Nothing too complicated. He doesn't even quote that many chazals, just because he doesn't want to confuse the reader. He really just wants to make things as clear as possible. So let's see what he has to say. Again, we'll hopefully comment along the way. I don't want to just read it, but a lot of what he says, I think, speaks for itself. We are learning, actually, in case anybody sees it, picks it up. If you see in the front, this is Chelek Beis, which is a strange place to start from the second volume. But the first volume is much more general, and the second volume he himself writes is really the details of the first one spelled out more clearly. So that's what we're going to work on. Ezras Hashem right now. Okay, so he begins as follows. He says, "B'Pesach Hadvar Nachtim Akdam." Whenever we start something new, we need to introduce it. Anytime we're going to start something new, and certainly in the spiritual realm, we have to make sure that we have the right intention, that we're trying to do it for the sake of Hashem. Right now, by some mitzvahs, people do, you know, and for some reason, it caught on by Sfira and the mitzvahs on the Seder night more than other mitzvahs. I don't know why. I personally do not say it. But the idea is certainly there, that there is, if we focus that we want to accomplish something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something for Hashem, then we're much more targeted in what we're trying to do. So he says, we give a tefillah in front of Hashem, shedvareinu maseinu eilo yiyul ritzuyim, that everything that we're doing should be the way that Hashem wants it, because if it's not, ein to'ad l'sadav HaKadosh Baruch Hu chafetz bo, why are we going to bother on a spiritual endeavor that God's not interested in? Okay. And then he writes, hadvarim shebanu lomar him l'chora pshutim. What we're going to talk about seems very simple and very obvious. Pshutim l'misha ein yodeo, sam kikachim nirim lo. And it's certainly simple if one who doesn't know them, and then we just present it. Nothing very, very complicated here. Achlamito shel davar hare amru chazal, but the truth is that chazal tell us, kama de pashit inish daite tfei ma'ale, that the more simple that something is, sometimes the more we have to think about it. Because when we have the ideas that we hear again and again and we get used to them, so we don't necessarily spend so much time thinking about them. Kiasagas nekuda sapshitos, to really achieve or take hold of something which is simple, is really what we are put here to do.
No, I think on that point, I always think.
See how she starts with the no. No kidding.
No, it's good. I think we always know that it's a sense that we have that, like, a child who's a special needs child or. It can completely have, like, a much more easy understanding of connecting to Hashem. And it's so simple. And sometimes I look at a lot of these children or adults and I'm jealous. Like I say, you know, they say, like, oh, you know, of course Hashem's good. You know, and they believe it because, so that's what you're saying, that it's so simple that we right. overthink everything.
Right. Good. So he says there's a famous mashal, the Dubna Magid. And he says, "Lo osi karasa Yaakov ki yagata bi Yisrael." The pasuk in context isn't so important, but the way he's going to explain, this is not what I called Yaakov. This is not what you're toiling for Yisrael. So he writes, "Kashanira lo adam shavodas Hashem nijeshes yigiyatzum." If somebody thinks that to be a person who connects to Hashem is a very difficult task, kihi bebechinas har gavoa shekasha amar l'tapis alav. It's this tall peak that you can't quite summit. You can't get there. It's impossible. It's so difficult. So he says, when you feel that ki yagata bi yisrael, when you're working hard, simon hu kilo karasa Yaakov. If it's that hard, that's a sign that's not our religion. That's not the way it's supposed to be. It doesn't have to be that way. Yesh b'kach ro kilo zu aderech hamitas la'avodas Hashem. That's not the right way to serve Hashem. It should not be so difficult. Hadvarim shenatziya kan, what we're going to present in front of you, all of them are b'chficha u'b'vavcha la'asoso, they are within everybody's reach to do it. Dvarim mechuvarim u'musudarim u'brurim ma'od, very, very orderly and very clear. And he, and in this area he absolutely excels, is just an extremely clear thinker. And everything builds upon what comes before it. So he introduces what he's going to talk about like this. He says, ha'olam nikra milashon ha'olam. Why is the world called an olam? So the shorash of olam is ayin lamed mem. What does that shorash mean when you have the hey at the beginning? Ha'olam is something which is concealed. Something which is hidden. And he says, that's why Hashem made the world. Humalim samita simatzo yisbarach. His existence in the world is hidden. Right? Before he created the world, he was echad ushmo echad. He was all that there was. Once he created the world, kshenivra ha'olam, nivra helam. Together with the creation of the world, by definition, there was a certain amount of concealment that also took place. And what's our job? Va'avoda sa'adam mechoy mechayov, our task, hein ba'am ha'adein va'abam dasiv, in this world and in the next, hilagalos ha'sakarash baruch, is to find how to reveal and how to connect to Hashem in a deep way. But the reason that it's so difficult that he kasha biyoser, other maskil lavas Hashem, as a kaddish baruch hu b'chol minei ofanim. So we do, and again, every year it's the same thing. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur come, and we set goals. And we decide, this is what I'm going to work, and we're supposed to. And this is what I'm going to work on this year. It's to learn a little bit extra. Kavana b'tfila, midos, whatever it is. And then we start to hit some bumps along the way. It's not so easy. He says, "Hayetzer hara doeg lahalim yemenos haderech hamitis keser lavaros hakadosh baruch hu." The easiest and most direct path to God, the Yetzer hara works hard to confuse us by doing other good things. The Yetzer hara doesn't want us to find the simplest path to getting to Hashem, so he distracts us by focusing our attention solely on other areas. And then, after pam, pamayim, shalosh, a few times, shunitko bekashiyim, and the things are difficult, machnis bo yitzhar, so machshavah, so yitzhar puts into our minds, hakol nachon v'amitzi, everything's good, everything's right, but this is hard, this isn't easy. I thought, you know, I'm going to have kavan every time I bench. How long does benching take? A minute. And then, I don't know, a few weeks go by, and we've benched, you know, 20 times, and every time after, I meant to have kavanah in that benching. It's much easier to mean they have kavanah afterwards than to have it during. So the Yetzer hara says, okay, so you can't do it. So what do we say to ourselves? I'm not there yet. I'll take something easier, and then I'll work myself up until I get to that point. He says, if you understand the truth, Megal mitaklus shonim betachlis, so he's something completely different. And vaday shavodas Hashem ina nasis meila. Right, avodas Hashem doesn't happen by itself. There's no question. Avohina ko kasha kvisha yitzhar menaseh litzayrab. That it's also not as bad and not as difficult as the yitzhar wants us to believe. Trying to distract us by saying it's too hard, and if it's too hard, so I should do less. I can't do it. And that's the path of the yitzhar. Right, it tries to put us into a little bit of a confusing world, an olam she'eno barer. Marlo, it shows us, she'esh tem harbei dvarim she'alasos. We have so many things on the list, we have so many things that we want to accomplish, we want to improve in so many areas. Kiyum ha-mitzvos, le'ispalo, to do chesed. There are so many beautiful ways that we can do mitzvos and connect to Hashem. But then it shows us, it's hard. And then when it's hard, then then those aspirations become a little bit more tame, because if we're frustrated, you know, our minds tell us, well, it's not because nothing wrong with me. I'm just not there yet. It's difficult. It's for somebody else. I'll do my part wherever I am at this time. But if we can understand and appreciate that what the Yetzer hara is telling us is not true, and that what we, our job is to do, is not too difficult. It's not too hard for us. And it's only Yetzer hara that tries to confuse us, then we'll find ourselves on the right path. So in King Da'adarach HaMitas HaVodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nelemes Hi Kimat Menei Kochai. So he says, it ends up being that even, and again, he's talking to people that are living good, frum lives, and then doing mitzvos. But he says, the reality is that most people, it's hidden from them what the right path to get to Hashem is. Not because they're doing things that are wrong, but because the Yetzer hara tries to distract us by zeroing in on one specific area, but that's not the area that's most easily going to get us and develop this spiritual sense of a relationship with Hashem. So we're doing a lot of good, but we don't feel it. We don't feel that we're closer to Hashem. Maybe in shul, maybe Rosh Hashanah. On a regular day, we don't feel any connection or any of God's presence in this world. But we're doing so many good things, so how does that make sense? So why is it? He says, Ki Yitzura Sabriya. That's the way God created the world. He hid himself. But the Hahela Mayoser Kashu Shinlemus made Amadar Hamitis Ketzlavar Saboro. But the most difficult type of something being hidden is the basic path of how to get there. And the job that we have is to figure out, so what is that path? So, davar rishon, od lifnei shemaschilim, tzrichim ladas ma'u ha'yesod. So if you want to build a house, the first thing you have to make sure to build is a strong foundation. If you don't have a strong foundation, you can build the most beautiful house, and it's not going to last. It's not going to withstand the test of time. It's not going to be strong enough. And he says, that's what happens also. We build houses, and we're doing mitzvos, but we're missing the foundation. So we have to figure out what stands at the foundation, what is this yesod, what is the way that we can prepare ourselves to then build up everything else in our lives in such a way that it's strong and it's ready for us to do. So that's what we have to do. We have to by Shabbat Masla call them over its barim reaches the Kabbal Atzma. So what is it? Should we, you know, he says, this is written for a mixed audience. Should we learn Shtei Masrei Shavuos B'Yamama? Should we sit for 12 hours a day in learning? L'chavim B'Tfila? Should we daven with Kavana? Birkas HaMazon? Benching? Or maybe, he says, there's something that's even simpler. Something simpler that we're missing out on. Shema Yeshna Nekuda Pshuta, which comes before all of that. So what is that? What is this most basic idea that can serve as this yesod, that's something which is attainable, and something that we can take with us in everything that we're doing throughout the day, each and every day. So we quote the Gemara in Maseches Makos. The Gemara there has different chachamim who come along and try to summarize the Torah in basic principles, and say that if this is the principle that everything relies on, and some are able to do it in 5 and 3... And then the Gemara tells us that Bo Chabakuk, Chabakuk Hanavi, comes v'hamidan al achas. And he revealed to us that there's only one principle upon which everything else lies. Shenemar v'tzadik be'emunaso yechya. The tzadik lives through emuna, through faith in Hashem. So he says, Adam shelo zacha likanes lemamakim apniyim shalom havoda. If somebody has yet to have the privilege of having entered into what he calls the inner sanctum of connection to Hashem, efshar v'hainu savor, so he would think, yes, inin ha'muna yesh tzorach l'hazbir racha nashim, sh'adayin lo zacha likal b'sok tzibur shomer ator mitzvos. Who needs to talk about emuna? You talk about emuna when you're going out trying to be makarif people. When people don't know anything and you want to get them excited, so what do you start with? You start with the basics. So you try to tell them, look around, there's a world, you think this world came by itself, and you go through and try to build up that the faith in Hashem is something so obvious. Avot hu atzmo, but when a person thinks about himself, I've been doing mitzvah, so I'm, FFB, everything's going great. I don't need to learn about emuna. I know emuna. Hashem is here. Hashem is there. Hashem is truly everywhere.
That's the emuna that we're stuck with. From kindergarten.
Right. We have it, so we don't need to work about it anymore. Vizetos, and he says it's a tremendous mistake. He says vadei shakol davar tzarich chizik. Everything requires strengthening. Shatos harishon, the first mistake. Shegoreris bikvoses kol nafilos v'chosar atzlochem es dvaros Hashem hi. The first error which causes us to become weaker in our drive for this closeness with Hashem is choser hayadia she'amuna she'adam kibel minikaso enena mesapekes daya. Error number one is that we often think, and we probably think it's subconsciously, but what Michal just said, right? That what I learned in kindergarten, that suffices. Well, I believe in Hashem. I don't need to work on it. I have so many other things that I need to work on now. But my parents gave me the basic emuna. Everything is there, and that's enough. That's sufficient. So I work for half a year, and I got it. I know exactly what the Rambam says. I know I have to believe that Hashem is the only God, and that He watches over everything, and He controls, and that He reward and punish. I have it all. What do I need any more than that? It's all up here. It's all in my brain. But he says, that's not it. That's only the reason we think that is because we don't understand, we don't appreciate what emuna is about. So he says, "Lifneishin evayer mahi emuna." Before we can explain what emuna really is, the emuna that we need to try to strive for, reishis na'amidus hanakuda bebar. We have to say it, outright. If the pasuk says tzaddik be'emunaso yichya, that the righteous person lives through this faith in Hashem. What that tells us is that no matter how righteous a person may be, the biggest tzaddik, even Moshe, his main work that he had to do in terms of strengthening himself was always on emuna. And again, it's counterintuitive to the way we often look at the world, that emuna, we're done with emuna. Right, why would he need to work on emuna? But apparently there's something about it that's so deep-seated in the way we have to create our relationships with Hashem that if we let it fall by the wayside and we don't work on it, we're going to drop down. And he says, Yeshna omek lifnim omek b'amunah. And there are deep levels within amunah, but he stresses low philosophical. We're not talking philosophical. You can read the books and you can rely on what you learned when you're younger. And if you're satisfied with that, on the philosophical, you know, intellectual level, if you're satisfied, good, you're done. Because it's not what faith in Hashem is about. He says, we're going to explain what Amun is. Our Rishis Kolinu Lahavin Shenakuda HaMitis. This one point of truth. Sheyashore Shalkol Avodas Hashem. And this is the one that everything else, this is the trunk of the tree that all those branches of mitzvot are going to come out of, is emunah. For every person, it's Eitzel Koyachid Ve'echav L'mashan. It doesn't matter who the person is, whether the person is Rachman Letzam, Mishol Tachlis, has sunken down very, very low and trying to rise up, or the Adam who's close to Hashem like Moshe, it's emunah. So he has a story, he says that the great Mashkiach in Panovich, Rav Chaskel Levinstein, so he says when he got older, he once got up in Panovich in the yeshiva. He gave a clap on the bima, and he says, Rabosai, says, Nara yisi gam zakanti. I was young, I was older. He writes in brackets that he was about 90 when he got up and he said this. He says, Ani kfar medaber aso shonam alini. And I've been giving drushas and musar shmuzin for decades about emunah. And I feel shemani mesiach as atzmi kama dakos me emunah. That if I don't focus on Amunah just for even a few minutes, and you know for me, Madregasi, I drop down a level. And again, we'll see. It's clear that it doesn't mean that it's an active focus necessarily. You can't
right. People shouldn't get about, people shouldn't get stressed that, you know, they're never going to get it if he feels
right. But it's a ladder. It's a ladder with rungs, and we have to sort of be able to climb up in order to be able to attain it. So he says, if we hear something like this, may Adam Shaya Yaduak Echad Ha Nakim Bemuna. This is somebody who is known. He has a sefer on giving chizuk to people and strengthening people in the realm of emunah. And if this person is writing this, so certainly it's an ikar. Yeah.
Well, it makes sense because Hashem is hidden, so we don't see. It's not like I see you right now.
Correct.
In the room, I'm not alone, but well, we don't see Hashem. And there's a lot of things that we know. We know that if we eat that extra piece of cake, we might be disappointed later, but we'll still eat that extra piece of cake.
Of course.
We know. So there's a lot of things we instinctively that we know.
Correct.
Intellectually.
Right, exactly. Intellectually versus acting upon something and feeling it. He's going to talk about that more momentarily in a very powerful way. And we'll see what he says, but he makes his point extremely clear. So he says, again, this is this nekuda, this point of emunah. Ki kuchol shemevin adam shavodas hameni hihi avodas adam ale adamos. That person understands that this is where we have to work on. This is what our job is going to be, is to work on, and again, not something to be ashamed of. You know, working on emunah is a basic, and again, it can... The more we can feel Hashem in our lives, like I said at the beginning, it just is a positive influence on everything else that we're trying to do, everything else that we're trying to accomplish. The anxieties that we have, the stresses that we have, fall away, and become decreased if we can appreciate the connection that we constantly have with Hashem. Again, how that works, we'll get to. This isn't going to be happen overnight, but again, we have to lay the groundwork. Says, because emunah is so powerful, the Yitzhar tries to distract us with all the branches on the tree. But if you don't take care of the trunk of the tree, if you don't take care of the emunah, then the branches and the fruit are never going to grow. They're not going to be good. So the Yitzhar, it's much easier, and the Yitzhar knows this, and we find this in other realms as well. The Yitzhar knows that it's much simpler to trip us up by getting us to do the mitzvah that we don't need to be doing right now, than to get us to do something which is objectively wrong. Right? I don't have any Yetzer Hara to walk into McDonald's and have a cheeseburger. It's not a battle that I have. It doesn't even appeal to me. But the there are other, you know, things that, you know, maybe I should be working on, I'll pick up a sefer and then, I don't know, learn some Mishnayos when I could be working on Emunah. So Yetzer figures, listen, I'm happy. I'm learning what I want to be learning. He's not going to realize that he's doing anything which is, again, not wrong, but not going to help as much because I've pushed him away from Emunah. So that's this idea that the Yetzer Hara tries to hide it from us, that we don't realize how real and how strong and how powerful our Emunah needs to be. It's the first point that we have to make sure that we understand is this simple point that the main thing that needs to be a focus in our lives is Emunah. And it's not something that we've finished, we've accomplished, and it's in the pocket for, and now we're ready to move on. But it's something that accompanies everything else that we do throughout our lives. And that's this point of Helam. So now he says, Nasril Nasosu Leva'er, Mahi Emuna Pshuta Sheko Yalud Makir. What's the difference between the Emuna that we have as children, and that maybe we've given over to our children as well, because that's what we have, Sheko Echa Meitani Yodeya, and what's the Emuna that we are striving for? So he writes like this. Be'ofen kali, in general, yesh ba'adim yedios v'chushel tfisa mitzil shel havayu. We have different ways of experiencing things that exist. So he says, for example, a person knows that 5 plus 8 equals 13. You learned it when you were young, you did your tables and your flashcards, and it's there. And then it's there, you know, as long as your faculties are in order for forever. So it's a fact that you know, and once you know it, it's filed away in your head. But we also know that we have arms and legs. We know that we have a hand. But do we know that we have a hand in the same way that we know that 5 and 8 is 13? Or because we experience what it means to have a hand and to be able to, it's unbelievable, to be able to just go like this and pick something up. Do we understand that we have a hand because we see that the hand works? So now we know intellectually that we have the hand. But the intellectual knowledge that we have a hand is secondary to the experience of having the hand. Right? There's no experience.
It's good you have the intellectual knowledge, but you're never going
to 100%, that's not what when it comes to 5 plus 8, all you need is the intellectual knowledge. And then once you have that, you can file that away. When it comes to the experiential of having a hand, of having legs, Baruch Hashem, we have them and they're working. We feel the metzias, we feel the existence of them, and then we know that we have them. But it's not enough simply to have the knowledge. We would never think that it's just a point of knowledge. Even a person that Rachman Litzlan doesn't have a hand still knows about the existence of a hand, but it's in a very different way. That people have hands is different than the experience of having one. So there are things that we understand because we experience them, and there are things that we understand because they are just a point of knowledge. So he says, Baruch Hashem, kolecha meitanu zocha v'yodeya sayyediya ki yesh borei l'olam. Right? Everybody knows there is a creator of the world. Now let's take a step back for a second. Now let's think about the mashal that we gave. What type of knowledge is our knowledge that God exists? Is it like the 5 plus 8? We know it intellectually and we filed it away? Or is it like the experience of having a hand or a foot? That we know it because we feel it, we know it because we experience it, we know it because we live it, and also we have to file it away in our brains. What we're given as children, and it's age appropriate, is the knowledge. Is the knowledge. That's what the songs are about. That's what repeating ideas are about. And that's all that you can give over at that point. But the living the Emunah in Hashem is a different experience. It's a very different type of experience. And that's really what the challenge is. He brings from the altar from Navardik that he says that there are just certain things that we know exist and certain things that we can feel exist. And the difference between them, he says, is it's miles apart. You can't compare the two. And the level that we should be striving for in terms of Emunah is to be able to feel it. That it's not something that we have to think about. It's not something which is just simply in our minds, but it's in our veins. It's something that we experience. And because we experience this relationship with Hashem, of course we know that it's true also. But it's a very different level.
God's
existence should be more real than anything else out there. Everything else is just creations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hayino Kadmon HaYehovah V'Kulanu Kan Nivram. Right? God was the creator, came first, and we are that which has been created. And our job is to see and feel that role of God as the creator.
K'she'amun atiya lo rak b'sichlo v'lo rak b'libo shel ha'adam.
Once it's not just in our minds, it's not just intellectual, but it's entered into our hearts. It's something that we can feel, it's something that we can experience.
Tehapech lehavayos mitziuso.
By definition, it's going to influence everything that we do. At that point, we'll know that we're on the right path, when it's something that we can feel.
Hakashiyim shenakir avoda einem hakashiyim shayu az zeh olam shona lechalutin shorash hakashiyim shorash hamerchak shlana veavoda mitis akiskar zevaris borach noveh mikach shemuna osa anu makir miyadus yemuna sheyadiyev lo muna chushes.
And he says the reason that we struggle in terms of feeling, and people say it all the time. People say all the time, you know, I don't feel the spiritual connection. I don't feel like, you know, out of this mitzvah, I feel closer to Hashem. Oftentimes it's the case. You know, if you go through by rote, just doing actions that you're supposed to be doing, you know, you daven, you know, a shachris or a mincha, okay, check, you know, I'm done. I go to, you know, to visit somebody, check, and like the Hanukkah candle, whatever it is, if it's just checking things off a checklist, so again, I'm not saying you don't get credit.
That is the first step.
Right, I'm not saying you don't get credit for that. But you can't, it's not surprising that you don't feel spirituality from it. Because that feeling comes from a closeness to Hashem. That has to come through something which is much more experiential. And that is what he's explaining here, comes from a shift in emunah being something that's up here in our minds that we learned in kindergarten and that was given over to us, to something that we can live. And if we feel it, it will impact every single thing that we do. But the most important point that he's explaining is that it's doable. This isn't something which is out of the realm of possibility. The opposite is true. This is something which is in each of our hands to be able to actualize and be able to accomplish.
So he says, "Imadvarim nishman v'nir la'adam kechadashim." If this sounds very very new and, you know, radical, be'achreach she'etzahara tzliach ad kedekach lahatos lahal miros anakudah pshuta.
So you see, the Yetzirah succeeded in blinding us from the reality that this is what we should be working on.
Beginning of the Mesilas Yesharim, the Ramchal writes, Shedvarim Eilu, he says that everything that I write in my Sefer is going to be simple. But sometimes, kefi rov pirsumam, kedegim mashem etes megillah kol, sometimes the more simple something is, kacha helam e'matzah mod bashich rabba, the more we forget about it. Right, we take things for granted when they're closer to us, when we have them all the time, when we have them every day. So, our emunah b'Hashem, of course, we grew up, you know, from Jews. Of course, we believe. Anybody asks us, of course, we believe in Hashem. It's a shocking question. But because it's so obvious, we tend not to spend time thinking about it.
He says, what we are going to try to do in this sefer is to try and talk and develop this idea which is so basic that people need to be able to live with. So what do we want to, what are we looking for? Tikkun ha'maisim, tikkun ha'lev, tikkun ha'machshavos. Where does this happen? In our minds, in our hearts, in our thoughts. What exactly is happening? It says everything. It's everywhere.
But the goal is litzur karkois amitis shaloh nitan livnos binyan mutzak.
We want to build a strong foundation so that the building that we can put on top of it is going to be very, 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 very solid, very, very strong. So he says, what's the first step, right? What's our, I guess, our takeaway in terms of step one, if we want to be able to do this? He says that tzarech adam lehachnis lemocha, a person has to get intellectually become comfortable with the idea. Ulkabel zos kehalecha shiva, shenekudas America shalachayim zuha emuna. It's to sort of, we first have to intellectualize that emuna is something that's worth working on. If we don't believe that this is some, if we don't buy into what he's said so far, that faith in Hashem can take us to these new levels, and again, and just influence it in a positive way, our experience of avodas Hashem, bring that spirituality that we naturally we want to have, then it's not going to work. He says, "Lo dai b'amiras shamati ani yodeya." You can't just say, "Okay, I heard it, I know it." Rabbi gave a good speech. Rebbetzin filled in nicely. All that is good. Says no. It requires taking time. You know, pausing. I think, okay, this is something which I really think I want to work on. I'm ready. I want to figure out how to make the emunah in Hashem something that guides me, and you know that God will be walking with me in everything that I'm doing, not just when I'm davening, not just when I'm doing mitzvos. You have to know what it is in order to then have the vashivos elavavacha. To get into the heart, it requires first being in the mind. So we already have the emunah b'Hashem in our minds in the sense of what the basic emunah is, but now we need to take it one step further. Right? We need to be able to put into our minds that this is something that's worth working on, and that, you know, throughout the day to, you know, pause and think, you know, this is something which I believe is, I don't know how to do it yet, and that's fine. But it's something that is worthwhile, it's something that I want to do. And then once we can do that, so then we can say, L'shem, if a person says, why am I here? L'shem abasilam, why did God put me in the earth? Why did he put me in the earth, you know, in 2017 in this crazy world that's becoming more and more godless? And that the values that we never thought would ever be questioned, and morals and things that could never become laws are you know, obvious that they should be. We just live in a crazy world, and the hell and the disappearance and the hiddenness of God's presence is so much stronger that the importance of in our lives living that connection to Hashem only becomes that much more significant. I'm here, Leos Yehudi Mamin, to believe. To believe the stories, you know, from just, you know, 70, 80 years ago in Europe of the Emunah Pshut, but it wasn't necessarily that they have a deeper intellectual connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, our parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, whichever generation it was, they felt it. It doesn't necessarily require a deeper philosophical understanding, that's exactly what he's saying, but somehow they had it. And we have to try to figure out. We want it too. And if we want it, how do we get it? It says, you can't change everything that you've lived until now, even in terms of outlook, in a day. It takes time. But the first step is a dayin lo maven ma'amunah. We don't know what the amunah we want is, but we need to try to figure out how are we going through this. Tzadik b'amunah so yichya. If what the even the tzadik has to work on amunah. So, I don't know, at least me, who I'm not quite there yet. So, we have to work on this also. And that, I think, is the... What's the takeaway?
We have to have something practical.
I think the rest of them are going to be more practical.
Right.
But I think for now, it's sort of taking the time every so often, whether it's in davening, whether it's during the day, to sort of pause and say, you know, I'm ready. I want to figure out how I can walk with Hashem, how I can make emunah. And again, it's a win-win. It's what Hashem wants from us, and it will make us into better, happier people, better spouses, better parents, better friends, better in everything that we're doing, because it can't not. The midos, the everything else that you're doing, you're not going to, you know, yell at somebody for you know, cutting you off on the highway if you have a certain serenity that comes from, you know, I have this connection to Hashem. Things won't faze you in the same way. It can only bring happiness. It can only bring joy.
So like you're saying, Emunah is the foundation of everything that we do. If you don't have belief in Hashem, like, why are we doing anything that we do?
Right.
So, and if you're going to look at, like, school, we're not going to say to our children, just think about biology, you'll get it.
Right.
You have to do practical exercises.
Right.
So maybe if there's something that we could think of.
Like before dominating. I really think the other steps are, this was more of an introduction.
It's going to go through, like, exercises?
This is exactly what it is. Yeah, that's
what
the next...
That's what I wanted to do, but next time we'll have Emirat Hashem photocopies for everybody.
Yeah.
We'll take turns reading. But
she's trying to silence me already.
Yeah. But my question is, would people rather, not that it's a commitment to come, but like general consensus, would you rather have photocopies of the Hebrew, English, both? We'll make some and some.
It does not exist in English Hebrew, meaning side to side, unfortunately. But
if you're teaching it,
I think we're going to read it in the Hebrew. So I think we'll do it in the Hebrew.
Then we could just write on it.
And then we can take notes on it.
We'll just make a few copies in case.
Okay. Again, these books are, if anybody wants it, these are available. This one's actually from the YU library. I gave away most of our other copies that we have. This is the one in English. This is an English translation.
I think maybe we'll make a few copies in case somebody's not comfortable reading Hebrew.
You got it. Okay, you're in charge. But I really think that it's going to be very practical things. For now, the practical thing is just sort of put this idea in our mind.
To realize that it's to be continued.
No, it's also a beautiful idea with Hanukkah. We'll have one more time for Hanukkah, but Hanukkah is the darkness of Yavan, and to try and figure out how to bring the light of Torah into us.
Practical.